is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Trump spoke this evening about a plan to bring more aid to Gaza.
We're putting up money to get the people fed, and Steve Witkoff is doing a great job, and we want Israel to get them fed. We're giving some pretty big contributions, basically to purchase food so the people can be fed.
Hamas released hostage videos that are drawing condemnation in Israel. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
Two Hamas propaganda clips released over the past few days show two Israeli hostages of the 20 still believed to be alive, emaciated and weak. The International Committee of the Red Cross issued a statement that hostages must urgently receive the medical care and attention they require and repeated their call to be allowed access. Netanyahu said the videos show that Hamas does not want a ceasefire deal and that they strengthened his resolve to eliminate the terrorist group.
Hazy skies are settling over parts of the Midwest and Northeast because of smoke drifting across the border from wildfires in Canada. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says expect the conditions to stick around.
It's going to be with us for a few days, even as it dissipates during the week at times. I think given the flow pattern and just given the fact you have those fires ongoing, I think we're going to run the risk of seeing some of these concentration of smoke come back even later during the week.
Fires are affecting other areas of the U.S. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
We're also tracking the wildfires and the potential for more critical fire danger out west, including the Dragon Bravo fire there near the Grand Canyon. Unfortunately, with this fire, we are not seeing any chance of relief this week. We not only have very dry conditions, but even through at least Tuesday and Wednesday, those winds are going to be kicking up 25 to even up to 35 miles per hour.
A manhunt is on for 45-year-old Michael Brown, a veteran suspected of killing four people at a bar in Anaconda, Montana, Friday. Montana Television Network reporter Jessica Nelson.
The search is on the top of everyone's mind in this tight-knit community.
I heard a lot of the sirens and vehicles coming up Highway 1 here.
Brandy Clark, who lives in the area, has almost 40 years of law enforcement experience in the state of Georgia.
I was a former Cobb County Police Department officer and came out to Anaconda for a little peace and quiet.
Even with all of Randy's experience working in law enforcement, he, like his neighbors, had a sleepless night not knowing Brown's whereabouts.
Brown is believed to be armed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-550-8841. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-550-8841. That's 800-550-8841. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
There's a new kind of camp for kids.
At a summer camp in Fullerton, California, grandmas are in charge. They teach 8 to 14-year-olds things like cooking, sewing, and how to make a card. It was organized with the Golden Connections Club, started by a high school student. The camp is held at a community center in Fullerton, a city in Orange County that's home to a large Arab population. And many of the campers and grandmas come from those communities. The goal? To combat loneliness in older adults and give them an opportunity to share life skills with kids. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Home prices set a new high in June with the median price at over $450,000, according to the National Association of Realtors. One area, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, is really booming with super pricey homes.
Now we have projects that are as much as $50 to $60 million for a single family home.
Bill Kaleo is with Brooklyn Home Company in New York, which has designed about 20 homes for the Jackson Home Company. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 65. A little smoke Monday morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Monday night, partly cloudy and lows in the upper 60s. 80 on Tuesday, 82 on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies, 85 Thursday. Right now, it's 65.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. You.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand.
Gonna local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
And I'll be dreaming. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Sigh, wait for me.
take a good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
Oh, we can fly. Up and away, my beautiful
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I'm the great like a crown, pretending that you're still.
Thank you.
News on the hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. Wildfires from Canada continue to send smoke well into the United States, mostly in the Midwest. But that smoke will continue to move as we hear from CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
10 states are underneath an air quality alert from that smoke that continues to come in from those Canadian wildfires. And with more of it billowing down as we get into tonight and tomorrow, it's likely even areas like New York City may start to see and even smell some of that smoke.
California has some homegrown wildfire smoke to deal with. It's from the Gifford Fire, burning up 40,000 acres so far in the Los Padres National Forest outside of Santa Maria. Fire Captain Scott Safechuck says hundreds of homes are threatened.
Most of the fire is in what would be the federal lands or the U.S. Forest Service, but then some of those fingers of the fire, if you will, reach out into state responsibility areas and in areas where those residents live in those narrow